Today we finish up our conversation with singer-songwriter Sam Phillips about her year-long project, The Long Play. Last year, she started a service on her website promising subscribers EPs and a full-length album plus access to her thoughts on creativity for what would unfold over the year. Well, we have talked to Sam a few times, and today is we not only hear some versions of her new songs recorded with the rhythm section of Jennifer Condos on bass and Jay Bellarose on drums, currently members of Ray LaMontagne's Pariah Dogs, but also get her reflections on how the project has played out.
Well, it's been a great year for me because it's been a very productive year. We set out to do 5 EPs and a 10-song album plus some extra tracks and some blogs and video logs and also audio logs. And so it's been a lot of work, but it's been great. And not only have I written all that material, but I've written material for a record that will come out next year at large. So I'm very excited about that. But most of all, it's just given me the opportunity to do all these, interact with people online and have the instant gratification of putting music out immediately after it's recorded and mixed. So that's been a great blast.
Did you get to do as much interaction as you envisioned at the top?
You know, it fooled me. I thought that I would be doing a lot more revealing of the creative process, but the further I went, the more I realized that I was careful or wanted to be careful not to say too much or to tax the listeners with too much information or too much detail of the creative process, because sometimes, you know, when you're sitting looking at a wall trying to write a song, it's not that interesting. So I tried to find the interesting parts and the zigs and zags of the creative process and put that, or things that I found inspiring and put that in The Long Play.
It's so funny. I spend my time talking to people about their creative process, and I realize at a certain point, we all have the same demons as we're trying to create. We're all looking at that blank screen or that blank piece of paper or whatever it may be.
I think that, and also we're getting so much information coming constantly in that sometimes I feel like I have to unplug from all that and, long enough to follow that current of joy and nature and life. And for me, art and music and literature reconnect me with that current. And that's kind of what one of the songs we're going to play today is about, Lever Pulled Down. That's what I wrote. Sort of about, I guess, that creative process or that following that muse in that song.
And Lever Pulled Down is one of the tracks that is on the sort of the third release in the Long Play project, which was called Magic for Everybody. But that is also one that is available to everybody as well as an EP, if I remember correctly.
It's on iTunes and all the other services. And we got very excited about that and wanted to take that outside the Long Play and so other people could hear it. And we've got a great response. So
here's a version of Lever Pulled Down, one of my favorite songs of this whole project that Sam Phillips has recorded for us. Now, who's in the band?
We have Jay Bellarose on drums and things, and Jennifer Condos playing bass, and Eric Gorfain as well.
Excellent.
In this dead-eyed world, how long before they tell you how far you've come? What do you have to make good? And when can we raise the roof to the stars? I'm a lever pulled down, I'm a flip switch. I'm a lever pulled down from the fire in the air. I'm a lever pulled down, and I live my life for the lightning in our dreams. Gotta keep your gaze steady and long. And when good fortune turns away, be willing never make it with only half a life more. But love's electric razors are what the whole world leaves behind. I'm a Liverpool down, I'm a flip switch, I'm a Liverpool down, and I don't know why it's so. I'm a Liverpool down, and I'll live my life for the lightning in our dreams. From the lightning in our dreams that lights this life.
And Liverpool Down, a wonderful performance of that tune, which was on the Magic for Everybody EP, which was the third release of the five EPs that our guest today, Sam Phillips, put out during the length of the long play, which was started last October and just finishing up. Now, there were all these EPs, which everybody got access to who joined up over the process. There's also the album that they will get, which is coming out, I guess, towards the end of the year. What is the relationship of that album to what has gone in the past? Is it all new material?
It is all new material. There might be, I think there's one song that we did a different version of. But that, yeah, that will wrap up the long play. And, you know, it's funny, this all digital year has really, from what I've heard just interacting with people on the long play, and what I've been feeling is it's given us all sort of a yen for something physical. And what I've decided to do next year is to go ahead and put out vinyl, just because I think that CDs are so mundane. It's very easy to burn a CD yourself. I wanted to make something that's a beautiful art piece and also something that's very high quality audio, and something you can keep, a keepsake, because I feel that CDs are you know, they're good for coasters, but they're pretty much, they're kind of disposable. And we'll also be offering, you know, digital for you know, real life. But I just think vinyl and something to hold and something to have is important.
The fifth release of the EPs was called Days of One Night Stands, and it was kind of a covers CD, even though you actually covered yourself a couple times on it. How did you come up with, A, the concept, and what you decided you wanted to cover?
It was a late night record that I decided to make, hence the title. And I thought, in that sense, I would take some of the songs, like we did Rolling Stone from the Monkees, or Steppin' Stone, I'm sorry, from the Monkees, and slowed it down. I also did another one of my songs from an album that came out in 1991, Lying. And we did a very sleepy late night version of that. And it was a fun thing to do. And I thought it was the end of summer. That's the other thing about the long play. It was really fun to get seasonal with the recordings and to make music that, you know, like the Holiday EP that came out earlier or actually late last year. It was fun to be able to do that, to go with the seasons.
Absolutely. Well, the song you do, the older one of yours, is called Lying, and it actually got a remix when you kind of put a best of out a few years back. So this is yet another version. And I guess we'll hear a special live version of a great song, Lying.
One, two, three, four. If I said I believe my eyes, that science can't move my soul. I said I'm not afraid to die, and I don't need you, I'd be lying, lying, I'd be lying. At me doesn't make me want to undress. If I said I could leave you now and go where I could forget, I'd be lying, don't want, I don't have. All the answers are enough. If I said I believe in myself, and that's enough, I'd be lying, lying, I'd be lying.
Our guest Sam Phillips in live performance today of one of her tunes, Lying, one of her tunes included on the Late Night EP called Days of One Night Stands, along with some other versions of other known tunes, as we mentioned the Monkees cover on there. And all right, well, what do you all want to do next?
I think we'll do a song. This is a actually this song was closest to my heart of the EP. It is the title cut, "Magic for Everybody," and it just a song that's probably insipidly positive. But you know, it's about when life is painful and difficult. It's easy to spend all your time thinking it shouldn't be that way, and spending all that time doing that, sometimes you miss the magic. And it was inspired by Pearl, the topiary gardener in South Carolina, that's got quite a beautiful documentary and quite a setup out in South Carolina. You might want to Google him. That's Pearl, the topiary gardener. And this song is "Magic for Everybody."
You shouldn't be able to do that, they always say, but you've been telegraphing, experimental to a different way. There's magic for everybody, I know it's so. It's just that perfect is so loud that all the squeaks and rattles go. Oh, don't let perfect make you blind. Oh, antiseptic every hair in place. We were never logical enough for a public room, living for dreams and arrivals. We shut the whole machine off. Oh, don't let perfect make you blind. Oh, to this beautiful world. perfect is so loud where did all the squeaks and rattles go? Whoa, don't let perfect make you blind.
Magic for Everybody, the title track of the third EP that our guest today, Sammy Phillips, put out as part of the Long Play project, which is drawing to a close with the fifth EP came out at the end of the summer, and now the promised album to all of her subscribers is this whole different way. Is that all artists are really searching for different ways of supporting the arts, and Sam had a year-long project, and it's it seems like it's really worked out really well, and definitely worked out well for us who are listeners to hear this great music. And it's also, Sam, great to hear that you're going to do an album for everybody coming out next year.
I'm very excited about that. And I, you know, David, I just think this is the time when we all need to be generous with each other and musicians most of all. And I felt that this year to put out more music, to make it reasonable, and that it was the time to do that. And I'm very excited to be able to do that and to keep going. I think this next album that will come out next year will be an extension of the Long Play, because I felt really inspired by all the people that gathered to listen over a year's time, and that kept me going, and that also inspired new songs.
Sam, you're it's a new year. It's a whole different system of doing things, and you'll get a chance hopefully to tour when you put that new album out. I guess we'll get a chance to see you.
We will definitely be coming your way next year. And until then, the Long Play will be open through the end of December if people do want to join up. And it will be five EPs and a 10-song album and some extra tracks and some crazy bits and pieces. So, but we've had a good time doing that. And thank you so much for having me and on the show and for covering this. It's been really fun talking to you and checking in every few months.
Yeah, I'm going to miss it. Well, maybe you can check back anyway to see what's going on.
I would love to.
All right. Sam Phillips, our guest in the Long Play Project. You can find it at samphillips.com. And Sam, thanks a lot. We'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.